Hey, everybody, this is Papa Chubby, and you're listening to Raven and the Blues.
They tell me love is like quicksand, and you can't stop when you're sinking down. They tell me love is like quicksand, and you can't stop when you're sinking down. Well, my gal, it'd be down to the suction. Lord, I just can't turn around. She's a hard-hearted woman, and she always treats me wrong. She's a hard-hearted woman, and she always treats me wrong. She treats me so bad, till she makes me weep and moan. Lord, yo.
Say that love is like quicksand. Maybe true. Duke Robillard and the band. The album is newish anyway. Low Down and Tore Up, just been released. And that is a track which is called Quicksand. Opening up The Raven and the Blues. Whether you're listening on FM in Spain on Talk Radio Europe, whether you're listening on in the Balkans on Radio Victoria or Kansas City Online Radio, or of course as one of the many podcast listeners across the world, welcome to the programme. I know that with the demands on our time we have now, and also the amount of blues shows you can get on the internet and just generally around, I'm therefore very grateful you found the time to listen to The Raven and the Blues. In the show this week we have live guests, Gronje Duffy playing live, and also some great new music too. Let's move from the states of the lower states of America to the northern states now, into Canada. Come on, Raven, get your act together. It's been a long and difficult day. Into Canada, and making her debut on the show, Carolyn Fay and her Blues Collective. Here's the title track of the album, Original Sin.
Sweat all day, standing here in the sun, looking out on the field, not wanting to run. Ice got no chance, melts down in a touch. Sitting back in this heat, don't wanna do much. The heat of my touch brings fire to your skin. A sip of your gin brings me back to the original sin. Just like a devil clawing at your guts, aching to breathe, but the sun's too hot. What a way to live, sitting here in this heat, waiting with a wish that'll make your heart skip a beat. Heat of my touch brings fire to your skin. A sip of your gin brings me back to the original sin. To a tree, just waiting for wind to give me reprieve. Hanging on to life, trying to live it straight. Don't mind my teas, honey, you're just at my bait. The heat of my touch brings fire to your skin. A sip of your gin brings me back to the original sin.
Out of Montreal, Caroline Fay and her Blues Collective, and that has her new album released about a month or so ago, and that is the title track called Original Sin. So we leave Canada, leave Montreal, head now down to Australia. One of the regulars to the programme over many years, I think Rodby is listening to the Blues Show for about 4 or 5 years at least now, because I'm sure he was first in touch with me about 5 years ago. Rod Niemeyer in Australia. About a year ago, he had the most tremendous hard time, in the sense they lost their house caught fire, and they lost everything inside of it. Luckily, nobody was harmed during the fire, but everything else was lost. Anyway, I saw a thing on Facebook from Rod just saying thank you for everybody over the last year who's helped him out, and they're back in a house, they're getting things together again. And one person you mentioned who'd been really good, and I think had made some sort of charity event for them, is this girl now, Fiona Boys. Her new album is being launched in Canberra next week. The album is called Blues for Hard Times, and here she is with Jesus Took Possession.
Side. There's a meeting by the river. I can hear the fife and drums. People talking about the judgment day. Judgment Day.
The album has been out on pre-release a little while, but the CD launch is in Canberra next weekend on the 9th of December. Blues for Hard Times is the name of the CD, and there you heard Jesus Took Possession Over Judgment Day. Wonderful stuff indeed. And also my thoughts go out to Rod Niemeyer and family, and I'm glad that the year has panned out kind of well after the disaster of about a year ago. The ruling in radio was you never played two female singers side by side. We've just done that now. Let's break the rule totally by playing three in a row and go to the northeast of England. A lady I'm still looking forward to meeting in Spain because she's out there pretty regularly, but now gigging extensively around the north of England and getting bigger all the time. Not in size, but in reputation. Her name is Maggie Ross. Here they are. The album is coming out very soon called Don't Mess With Me. Here is a track called Sunshine Blues.
Fallen checked in a crowded small cafe, not alone but lonely since you went away. Watching couples hand in hand strolling by the shore, remembering how you held me close, made me want much more. In the sunshine, lying close together, yet so far apart. Longing for your tender touch to ease my breaking heart. Scalding tears on burning sand. Close my eyes, imagining your hand. Gently stroking, smoothing hair. Reach out to touch you, no one there. Blues in the sunshine makes me love the rain. I got the blues in the sunshine. Who will kiss away the pain?
From the northeast of England, why I man, that's Maggie Ross. And the band The album is not yet released, but will be very soon. It's called Don't Mess With Me and Sunshine Blues. Blues in the Sunshine. Okay, that's four girls in a row. Or is it three? Three girls in a row. Let's break it, because we've got a live guest is coming in a few minutes' time, in 4 minutes' time, in Granny O'Duffy. And so let's put a boy in here somewhere, shall we? So Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces, their new album is called Crooked Heart of Mine. And when they were here a couple of weeks ago, Giles said, we can't do it here because we're a kind of acoustic-y, but we'd love you to play this one off the album called Stick to the Promise.
Well, they put me on board the convict's train. Well, my soul felt defeated and my heart felt slain. But it'll be all right, Rosie, you will see. If you just stick to the promise that you made me. If you just stick to the promise that you made me. Watch the convict's train rolling down the track. In 4 or 5 years, it'll be rolling back. But it'll be alright, Rosie, you will see. If you just stick to the promise that you made me. If you just stick to the promise that you made me. Well, what? Girl, I love you wriggling rock behind. To worry a convict's mind. Well, be my woman, girl, I be your man. Get this $100 in your hand. Ain't gonna wander, Rosie, ain't gonna roam. Long as they got me down here in the murderer's home. It'll be all right, Rosie, you will see. If you just stay promise that you made me. If you just stick to the promise that you made me.
Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces playing live a couple of weeks ago here on the Raven and the Blues. That's taken from their new album Crooked Heart of Mine and Stick to the Promise.
Hi, I'm Grainne Duffy and you're listening to the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
Goes by so quickly, baby, now that I found you. Oh, time goes by so quickly, baby, now that I found you. And I never want to stop this feeling. No, I never want to let you go. No, I never want to hurt you, darling. So I need you to know. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips about so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yes, strong enough. Keep on loving you. Yeah, loving you, yes. Well, it all just seems so much better, baby, now that I've found you. Yes, it all just seems so much better, baby, now that I've found you. And I never want to stop this feeling. No, I never want to let you go. No, I never want to hurt you, darling. So I need you to know. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yes, strong enough. Keep on loving you. Oh, yes. On loving you. Oh, yes. On loving you. Oh, yes. On loving you. Second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yes. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, every time that I find I come close to loving you. Yes. Slips by so fast, so I'm trying to hold on. And I don't know, baby, if I can be as strong enough. Yes, strong enough. Keep on loving you. Yeah, loving you, yes. Oh, loving you. Yes, loving you.
It's the Raven and the Blues. It's Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain on FM, Kansas City online radio across the States of America, and of course Radio Victoria in the Balkans. Huge pleasure to welcome Grania Duffy to the Raven and the Blues. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I know you've got a busy day today. You've got another set this afternoon, and then you're in Dingwall tonight with Beth Hart. So,
that's right. Yes, let's all go.
And you've just come back from Poland too.
That's right. Yeah, we were away in Poland doing some tour around Poland, doing some gigs over there, which is an interesting experience. So
I saw some of the photographs on Facebook. It looks like you had a whale of a time.
Yeah, it was good fun. So it was. The gigs were great. The people were great coming to the gigs. You know, they'd come out early, come on time, and really appreciate the music. So that's really important.
It was your first time in Poland, wasn't it? Really?
It was. Yeah, that was my first time.
I mean, Norway is your biggest country in Europe, is that right?
Yeah, well, we've been to Norway quite a few times and we've done a lot over there. So it's a real, like, they really appreciate blues and kind of soul rock, all that sort of music. So there's a real scene over there for that type of music. So we've been quite lucky. We've played there quite a bit.
And in Poland, were the venues medium-sized, large? Or what?
They were mostly theatre-sized, like maybe 200-300 capacity theatre. So they were. So that was lovely.
And did you learn much Polish while you were there?
Absolutely not. I think I've got about three words. So I'm not very dziękuję, but it's as far as I got.
Your career path over the last, say, 4 years, let's go back to the beginning then, sort of Glastonbury was quite early on, and then gradually this progression all the way, a second album now just about to be released.
That's right,
It seems to have been a very hectic year for you this year.
Well, this year we've been doing a lot of playing and we've been lucky enough to be going to different places. We've been in Holland and Belgium and, you know, as you say, Poland there. And, you know, we've been gigging around a lot. We also do a lot of the Irish festivals, the blues festivals that have been on. So we've been quite lucky in that regard. And then we've built up a fan base at home. So we've been doing the theatres over there as well. So gradually we're building up a fan base, and that's kind of the most important thing, people who want to keep coming back. So this year's been pretty good, yeah, for playing wise. I think people want to go out and enjoy themselves this year with all the negativity that's around, so we're the good band to do that with.
You mean Ireland's a good place to play the blues at present, you mean, for things being as bad as they are?
Yeah. Yes.
Was it always the blues for you?
I think, yeah, whenever I was younger, the sort of music I was listening to, thanks to my sister's record collection, I would have been listening to a lot of like Pretenders and the Rolling Stones and Fleetwood Mac. And then whenever I heard, I suppose, Peter Green's guitar playing on Need Your Love So Bad, that was kind of when I said, right, I really like that. And then that got me into guitar playing, and then I was listening to B.B. King and all those sorts of players. But now, and now I listen to like a wide range of music, but it certainly is one of my true loves, that's for sure.
I mean, you've met all the people you've mentioned there as being inspiration to you, they've all been male. Were there female inspirations?
Oh yeah, well, I suppose a big influence were the Fleetwood Mac girls, you know. Mm-hmm. Stevie Nicks and Chrissie McVie, they were like big influences. But also, like, I love singers like Aretha Franklin and, you know, all those sorts of people. So there's definitely plenty of women, Bonnie Raitt, loads of great artists that I really admire.
I mean, your voice has been likened to sort of Bonnie's in a way, hasn't it, in terms of its timbre and its delivery?
Yes, I suppose it has. Like, I mean, I couldn't really take that compliment. It's too big of a compliment for me to take. But I think, I suppose the style we play is, like, I suppose a woman with a guitar is always going to be labelled kind of in that direction. But I think maybe horses, I can see maybe some similarities, but I kind of like a lot of other sort of styles as well, so... It's up to people to decide themselves. I don't really make any comparisons. I try not to.
In the business, I'm lucky often I get advanced releases, and I've got a copy of your new album, but I've got a feeling it's not out yet. Or is it out?
It's well, it's just been released right now, so it is. So we're just getting there.
Was that a 2-year gap then between your first and present album?
There was like over 2-year gap, yeah. And I was just kind of finding my feet again. And I think mostly I've spent the time kind of developing myself as a songwriter, trying to, like, some really interesting songs, what I loved the most. So I think over those 2 years, it was a good time for me to be playing and as well as growing and seeing a new direction of going and writing songs. Like, there's plenty you write and you throw away. So that 2 years was plenty put in the bin.
I mean, the age you are, you're developing all the time. The voice is developing. The confidence is growing. All the things are coming together. And therefore, are you a very different girl? If I'd met you 2 years ago, would you be very different to where you are now?
I think maybe not very different, maybe like a little bit different. I suppose in terms of you're constantly learning in the music game, and you're constantly, as you say, things, your confidence is getting, well, sometimes things will happen in music that you'll rock your confidence, or, you know, you have to just keep, I think I'm maybe a wee bit more hardy now, so I am. And you have to just learn that you have to just keep your vision and what you do and keep your belief the same. And that's the most important thing. I think if you just focus on what you're doing and try to block out if other things, all positive and negative, are great. But I think, like Chrissie Hynde said it best, she said, don't believe all the good things because then you believe all the bad things. So just try to keep your eye on the ball, what you do yourself.
You've got to have some bad times too. A friend of mine, DJ in Philadelphia, Ted Dames, he says that how can young people sing the blues? They haven't lived life enough. You've got to have had a few years under your belt and have some hard times before you can sing the blues.
Exactly. Well, I suppose why I would consider myself more, like, not necessarily just a blues singer, it's a soul, like pop, rock, all those sorts of things. So I agree, though, as you get older, obviously, you know, you've seen the hard and the good and the bad times. You've experienced it more. But I think sometimes there can be something in somebody's voice, no matter what age they are, that can have depth to it like that. So I don't know if it's necessary down to age. Some people can be quite young. Amy Winehouse had a great voice. She was quite young, so I don't think it's necessarily down to age, really.
What are you going to do for us next?
I'm going to do a song called Drive Me Crazy, which is from the first album.
Driving me crazy, cause he keeps calling me and calling me his baby. He don't know what he's got, but he sure got it going on. You better bet, or I'll never leave that man alone, yeah. It's coming on hot, yeah. is a cool. He's got it all worked out. He is creeping up on me when he knows you're not about. There's a man about town, oh, driving me crazy, yeah, 'cause he keeps calling me and calling me his baby. He don't know what he's got, but he sure got it going on. You better bet, oh, I never leave that man alone, yeah, yeah.
Guitar, Grainne Duffy. On bass, you heard Davey Watson. And on acoustic guitar, on the left-hand side a bit, Paul Sherry. And that's Grainne Duffy playing live here on the Raven the Blues. A full session, two more tracks, loads more conversation. Is available, of course, as always, at raven.dj. Scroll down, look for the picture of Grainne, and then you can click on the link. And there will be a video before too long. I've also got one more session still in the can to come, and that's going to be next week. And that's Papa Chubby and Walter Trout together. An amazing set. They were here a couple of days ago. So much noise, so much activity. That's going to take a bit more editing. That'll be coming next week. One of the people who was here on the boat at the time that Grainne was doing her session was Fran Leslie, the editor of Blues in Britain. And she not only interviewed Grainne, but also interviewed me as well for a future edition of the magazine coming up in 2012. And when she was leaving, she said, "Dave, what's your album of the year?" And I was stumped for a bit. I said, "Oh, I've got no idea, Fran. I have to give it some thought. It's been so many good albums this year." So I thought the one way of finding out is going into my database and seeing which album I've played the most of through the course of 2011. And the one which came up with the most tracks, six tracks played, is Joined at the Hip with Pinetop Perkins and Willie Big Eyes Smith. But the one that came close to that with five tracks played is this next one. So it's definitely my album, my UK album of the year. It's called The Skinny. It's Ian Siegel and the Younger Sons. And here's a track from it, making it six tracks I'll have played now this year, called Gary's Night Out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do it one more time, get it tight like that, but we got the feel on that, yo.
That's so good. I think it is my album of the year, until I change my mind in an hour's time, but to me it's one of my favourite albums. Ian Siegel and the Younger Sons. Younger Sons, of course, famous sons of famous American musicians, Cody Dickinson, Gary Burnside, Robert Kimberer and Rod Bland, and the album is called The Skinny, and it's been out, I think, for most of the year, I guess, came out at the beginning of this year, and there you heard Gary's Night Out. Wonderful stuff indeed. When we had the bands here with both Walter Trout and Papa Chubby together, we had therefore about 8 band members sitting around the house and drinking coffee while Papa and Walter were upstairs. And as we were all leaving, one of the guys came up to me and sort of said, have you seen my album? And his name is Paul Camilleri, a Maltese name, English guy though, living in Switzerland, and he played with Papa Chubby on his album from 6 years ago or thereabouts. He's also worked with Cream and Status Quo, and his solo album is just been released. It's called One Step Closer. It also features Ronald Summey on bass and Tom Beck on drums, and it's rather fine. So making his debut on the show, a gentleman who was here earlier on this week, Paul Camilleri, and this is called Living on the Fast Lane.
Turning back, I had to
Beginnings of ZZ Top meets Glenn Frey, I think. Good stuff. Paul Camilleri. The album just been released in Switzerland and I think across Europe generally. What label is it on? It's on Peppercake Records. It's called One Step Closer and that's called Living on the Fast Lane, hence the Glenn Frey link, I guess. He was a guest on the boat a couple of days ago. It's been really good for live sessions. Okay, where to now? Here's a band we featured first of all a couple of years ago when their album Salt Glaze Blues came out. We played a track from that. The name of the band is Crybaby and the Hoochie Coochie Men. They're from Stoke-on-Trent here in the UK, the Potteries area of the UK. They have a brand new album just been released. It's arrived this week, which is called Sweet Thing. And here is a track from it, which I think is rather fine. It also links up with a conversation I had with Fran Leslie this week as well, which I'll tell you about at the end of it. But here we are. Track two, it's called Anyway. Possibly the most influential song in the history of English blues music, and I'll tell you why. That, first of all, is the new album from Crybaby and the Hoochie Coochie Men. The album is called Sweet Thing, and there you heard an amalgam, or a medley, if you like, of two Jimmy Reed numbers, Anywhere You Want Me and Bright Lights, Big City. And the reason why I mention that is because when Fran was here interviewing me for Blues in Britain, she asked me, so next year, 2012, is the 50th anniversary of the British blues boom. That's in 62 was when the blues music kind of started here in the UK, identified undeniably started anyway. I mean, people like Alexis Corner have been playing it, but in a small way. But it really kind of started in 1962. Next year is the 50th anniversary. And Fran said to me, seeing as I was around at the time, she's younger than I am, what was probably the most important track in my estimation, or the most important artist? And I said, well, people like Muddy and Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King, they were all kind of there. And of course, John Lee Hooker too. But in the northeast of England, and probably because of the Animals, the person who was most influential to me, and I guess to many of us in the Northeast, was Jimmy Reed, because the Animals just like Jimmy Reed numbers. His voice matched Eric Burdon's. He was a bit shambolic, so could they be. And so therefore, those of us growing up in the Northeast of England and going to the clubs and hearing the bands, they all kind of did each other's numbers too. So we heard lots of Jimmy Reed stuff, even not knowing who he was at the time. And that track was picked up not just by the Animals, but by Eric Clapton, by I think every blues band in the UK in the 1960s was doing that particular track, Bright Lights, Big City. It's nice to hear it still being played by on a brand new album from a blues band here in the UK. Okay, where shall I go now? Let's go to the States and a new album coming out in about a week's time. It comes from Lincoln Durham. The album is called The Shovel versus The Howling Bones. Not an easy title. It's produced by Ray Wiley Hubbard, and it's kind of amazing. Listen to this.
Well, I walk through the valley. Will I see no stars tonight? Will they've all died away? 'Cause blood they're spilling floods like a crimson tide. Red skies turn black as night. Me you see that next song come. But if they'll fire out in the morning light, me you see that last red dawn. Will I see of what is dead and gone? In the sails they cry in vain, 'cause the ship they're sailing is made up of skin and bones. Red skies turn black as night. I need you see that next song come. But if they're fiery red in the morning light, I'll meet you see that last red dawn. We'll meet you see that last red dawn. Come, will it whisper in the night? In the sea, it does tremble when it sees that last red light. Whoa, when it sees that last red light. Whoa, when it sees that last red light.
Okay, his name is Lincoln Durham. The album is brand new, called The Shovel versus The Howling Bones, produced by Ray Wiley Hubbard. And there you heard a track called Last Red Dawn. Wonderful stuff indeed. More links to him you'll find on the Raven and the Blues page. And you'll find the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. Links to all the artists, photographs of all the people who do live sets, links to those as well. Chance to donate to the programme, get the smartphone app for your Nokia phone, your Android phone or your iPhone, whichever it is. and a chance to donate to the programme as well. Email, of course, dave@raven.dj. I've changed the order around, seeing as we were talking about the 50th anniversary of the English blues boom back in 1962, and I did mention one person who predated that. I thought we'd close with him. Wherever you are in the world, have a great 7 days. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Alexis Corner. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Try, man. A beer fool, man. Crazy beer maniac. I used to know a cat who could get drunk on half a pint of beer. He was a lucky man. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. Don't want trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. That's all I want is one scotch, one bourbon. One scotch, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. It's two scotches. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I don't want trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer.